So, hello. That's a new wireless or wired microphone. So, I'm now feeling more like an entertainment. So, my name is Martin Stiemerling. I'm going to present the other requirements. Maybe next slide. So, there have been a few editorial changes, which means we had Laird Popkin as one of the co-authors for the last years, but he has been quite inactive and he was not reachable anymore by any email. So, the chairs decided to replace him, and actually, I stepped in for him as another editor of the document. Thanks to Laird for his contributions, and we have removed a lot of spelling errors in the document. Next slide. The only change is basically that we want to add something for the target audience in the auto-reply, which means the server can actually indicate for which for which host the reply is actually usable, other than the guy who is asking for the reply. There have been some proposals already for this in the table and also for the redistribution of alter replies, and we added this to the requirements. The peers can actually redistribute the alter reply to other peers within the same target audience. This can be, for instance, a subnet or multiple subnets, which are indicated by the server. And the trackers can also use the same alter reply to optimize the peer list sent to different peers in the target audience without going back to the alter server again and asking again. So you can just reuse data he already has in his cache. Which means a load reduction on the server. And at the end, there's a text proposal for this. And I guess it's now time for people to speak up and say, well, we don't like this extension of that requirement, or we like it, and then we take it or remove it again, because it's now specified, but it's a proposal right now. Opinions? Is anybody objecting this? Okay. Good question. Did anybody read the draft? One, two, me included.
I saw it was Rick.
So like 10 people or so have read the draft.
Hi, Rich Lane, maybe Yale University. The only thing that I would have added there is probably the fact that it can either be explicit or implicit, right?
Okay, sure. Yeah. Okay, then next slide. Next steps. There are currently no open issues left as far as the editors know. So if anybody has an open issue, send it to the email list, go to the mic here. We have a lot of non-normative text in the queue, like map-based approaches versus peer-use attributes, the provision bandwidth likely to be harmful text, and so on, which is part of the requirements draft right now. But we as the authors will actually ask that this is moved out of the requirements document and moved to the deployments document, if this is like going to be a working group item. Because it's just wrong in the requirements document. It has nothing to do with requirements. Okay, that's it.